My name is Caitlin, and I'm non-binary.
Have you come out to your family as non-binary, Caitlin?
And that's Amru. We're making a podcast about coming out and figuring ourselves out.
I still have a lot of questions.
Do you think you know what non-binary means? How did it feel?
So what exactly is tucking? Some questions are bigger than others, but all of them are worth asking. You might have heard the term non-binary. This is how it feels. NB, a new podcast from BBC Sounds.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all, oh my god, this is going to echo in here, girl. The podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye old broads. I'm Ronnie Karam.
And I'm...
You can find me on the Rose Freaks Bachelor podcast, which just ended. Okay, it's over. But go listen to it because it was really fun. And this is Ben Mandelker.
Yeah, I was so excited. I started to interrupt Ronnie to be like, and I'm Ben Mandelker.
Yeah, really what the hell?
It's weird. We're in a different hotel, different city. Everything's thrown off right now.
Yeah, we're doing TV party today. It's propped up on my computer, so it's sideways. So that's why I'm tilting my head like this the whole time, people who are watching this at home.
Why don't you can slide over a little bit this way? Get in. So that
but
way
you're not even in it.
I have my my right eyeball is in TV party.
I kind of like myself from this angle. Look.
Yeah, I'd like giving just like a Phantom of the Opera, you know, diagonal slice of my face. You guys, so we're here in Cincinnati. We've had a crazy week. I mean, just yesterday we were at South by Southwest. We flew in like basically pre-tornado weather and we felt it. And now we're here to talk Project Runway, and you know, I'm excited. I've never recapped Project Runway in podcast form, so this is exciting.
I used to do little videos of it for TV guys, and they made me vlog. And I was like, I'm not going to vlog. What am I, a teenager? I'm like 30-something. And they're like, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
So I would make these little Project Runway vlogs. And they ended up being super fun.
Yeah, I used to be a segment producer on a show called Reality Remix, which was on the long-deceased Fox Reality Network. And my assignment was to do make little recaps of Project Runway that would then be like edited together. So that's the closest I've come. And I don't think I ever recapped it on TVgasm. So... This is like...
No, the late Ed Hill recapped that before I took over.
Oh, that's right. God bless Ed Hill.
R.I.P. Ed Hill, we love you.
R.I.P. for real.
Our little angel Ed Hill. Okay, so now here we are with Project Runway, season one, all fresh again.
But the most exciting part is...
17, actually. Season 17. Okay, I have children older than that.
But the most exciting part is the reason why we're here in Cincinnati is because we actually are doing two shows tomorrow... The Ludlow Garage, is it? The Ludlow Garage? Either way, it's here in Cincinnati. So the first, the nighttime show, that sold out. That sold out a long time ago. And people are like, oh my God, how can I come see you guys though? Well, we have an early show. And that's going to be at like 5 o'clock. And we're going to be talking Summer House on that show. We're just going to be drinking rosé as per the Summer House rules and making fun of them. Oh my God, single Lindsay. And then the evening show, we're talking Real Housewives of New York. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get your tickets for the early show because we're like 24 hours away. So they're running out of time to come see us, Cincinnati. And then coming up soon in like 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, we have Portland and Phoenix the same weekend. And there are still tickets available for that. So get your tickets for those shows because, you know, you never know what's going to happen at our shows.
And now, Project Runway.
I mean, God forbid I sell tickets. God forbid!
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're done, though, right?
Yes.
I waited for you to finish. You want a piece of me? Now we're doing Project Runway. This show is called First Impressions. Okay, here's my first impression. Is this shit going to be 90 minutes again every week? Because hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no. Hell no, hell go come. That's from Project Runway. What did he say?
Hell no, hell go. I stopped really.
That guy? Hell go come.
I don't remember. Was that when it was on Lifetime?
Yeah.
I sort of stopped watching when it was on Lifetime.
Oh, well.
You know.
Lifetime was kind of good because the designers would all get chased in the street by Tim Gunn and, like, possibly murdered.
Oh, okay.
So that was good.
That's fun.
They'd all get married. Like, if they won, they would get married to somebody who's really cute but, like, secretly a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but one of the bad things about the Lifetime version was that it was 2 hours long. Like, it went from an hour and a half, I think, to 2 hours, and that's when I said, bye-bye, Project Runway.
Okay? Yeah.
I appreciate that you have crafty, talented people, but yeah. No one needs crafty, talented people for that long. Hey, even in our own shows, we turn the mic off, okay?
Yeah, and honestly, like, I am not totally sure at this point. It's only been one episode of Project Runway so far. I'm not sure that these personalities can actually sustain 2 hours.
Oh, these personalities are good, though. I thought. You didn't think so?
I wasn't blown away, but I also know these types of shows, it takes a moment, you know, it's like Top Chef. Like, we need a few weeks to, like, let the personality start to develop, etc. But I wasn't blown away by the cast, to be honest.
Oh, I love the cast. I thought they were, like, so crazy and different. It was like a Skittles bag, you know, genetically, which was amazing. And then there's a first transgender model who's going to be, like, a huge drama, like, not drama queen, like, in a bad way, but she loves to cry over everything. And then there's that other girl who would love to cry over everything. And there's that other guy. See, here's the problem. We just say other guy and that girl because their names are all crazy, okay? Fashion designers have to have crazy clothes and crazy names. They all look like they got dressed out of a dumpster with some scotch tape. And they got some crazy names.
And God forbid their names are put up on screen for more than one nanosecond. Because I was looking like, who's talking again? And their name goes up for 1 second and then gets taken down. And then they're like, okay, you have to just know it from now on. Okay, so fine. I can commit Hester Sunshine to memory because her name is Hester Sunshine. But the others, Kavanaugh. I was able to remember Kavanaugh because... You know, Supreme Court situation.
I know, and I think that Kavanaugh had a rough time because this was shooting around the time of that Supreme Court thing, and you don't want to be named Kavanaugh when you're going into a popularity contest.
Yeah. Also, I want to say on Project Runway All Stars, they had trans models at least for one challenge. I guess are they saying that she is the first full time trans model?
Or maybe she's the first. Oh, I didn't know they had a trans model on that one.
On All Stars this season, they had a challenge that was all about, like, gender.
Oh, look at someone taking credit. Nice way to steal credit, Mimi. The second transgender model. Well, I fixed it for you. I fixed the Chiron.
We have to assume they were shooting at the same time, and Mimi had no idea that that Lifetime was going to steal her thunder one more time. They're like, no. Question. Before we really start recapping it, so what did you think about, like...
God, my tits in a shirt. Oh, but it's a cute shirt, right?
It's very cute. It's very cute. The guy in the airplane liked it.
It's a different color.
Among other things.
I have them in every color.
Oh, yeah.
I love this one.
What did you think about some of the aesthetic changes they made to the show? You know, like, for instance, the runway is the room is not like that blue walls. It's not, like, dark. It's now light. And the workroom is now, like, in a... Brooklyn warehouse.
I love it.
Post
I think it
beams.
Looks great. What do you think?
I didn't like it, actually.
You didn't like it?
I didn't find it was necessary. I think it was, you know, because obviously now that they have, like, Carly Kloss and Christian Siriano taking over for Heidi and Tim, I think they wanted to be like, no, look, we're going to revamp a bunch of things. But I actually like sort of the oppressive fluorescent quality of the workroom. I like the stress that creates. It also feels like they're, like, really... It feels more like, okay, we're here sewing in, like, a place where you would sew, as opposed to this, like, contrived, like, oh, we're in this Brooklyn warehouse with, like, it could have been a brewery. It could have been, like, a hipster ping pong club.
Yeah, which we went to the other day in Austin. It was amazing. But we played with Swedish people who are very pushy and insist on playing group round the table.
They were
whatever.
Very pushy about that.
Well, I like an oppressive, like, kind of fake, like, loft thing because I lived in one of those in Brooklyn in Williamsburg in a pasta factory. And that was how it was. It was like people named Hester and Harmony walking around tie-dye calling themselves painters. But I was like, painters can't afford $6,000 a month, so I know your asses are like hooking or, you know, it's like hipster hookers.
Yeah, I just felt like it was a little bit like Rent. And I was like, And then the other thing is, I don't like that they brought the lights up in the runway show.
Look how Fox ruined Rent, by the way. Yeah. Look how someone's like, oh, it reminded me of Rent. Thanks a lot, Fox.
Thanks, Fox.
You've killed a generation of musicals. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, lead singer, next time, don't break your leg. Like, when we say break a leg, we're not literal about it. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I'm sorry
but,
to interrupt.
But we have to support our friend Emerson, who was in it, who was good in it. He actually was really good. Anyway, so... No, because I don't want him to be like, you guys bash my show. Listen, I'm going to support.
Of course, we love Emerson.
We're going to support wherever we can support. Like our friends at It's Complicated podcast. They wanted us to give a shout out.
Those girls at It's Complicated just took their show on independent. They're doing it independently now. So you know what? We love some independent podcasters. And we really like those girls. So find It's Complicated.
Yeah, support
them. Just search
them.
It on iTunes or whatever and follow them on
they
Insta,
kind of have to rebuild their audience. So yeah, go help them out. Yeah.
Help them. Really
it takes
nice.
5 seconds of your time, but it really helps them. Okay. So the runway, one of the reasons why I didn't like how light it was in the runway room was because it reminded me of that awful Bravo Project Runway ripoff show that they did with Kelly Rowland.
Oh, God, what was that show?
It was like about like
your
here.
Fashion is now.
It was like it was like the fashion show.
Yeah, I think it was called Fashion Show, right?
Yeah, and it was like, here, this fashion is how you design show. For JCPenney. And it was like all like brightly lit. And that's the way this looked. And like the entire aesthetic was kind of that show. And I feel like that show is like exemplary of one of the many ripoffs of Project Runway that Bravo tried to air. So I'm like, no, like coming back to Bravo means like we get some of our creature comforts. Like we want that dark runway. And also, by the way, most fashion shows are dark with like a brightly lit runway. So
the lighting, I didn't mind. I liked that it looked like it was back on Bravo. Like there was something about the way they shot it, the film quality or something was back to the way. It didn't look like that like strip mall kind of thing that Lifetime had going on.
Yeah, thank you.
And what else was it gonna Kelly Rowland. I feel bad still to this day that Kelly Rowland was kind of like second best in Destiny's Child, and then her Project Runway was second best too.
Yeah.
It's like, can that girl ever win? You know?
Never.
Can somebody just hand
Kelly
Rowland to win?
Yes, she can, because you just put her in something with Michelle and then, you know. Michelle will always lose.
Remember also, she's saying, "When love takes over, and that's my favorite David Guetta song.
Yeah,
Guetta.
David, I think it's David Guetta, even though it's spelled Guetta. But you know what, though, don't quote me on that, people. We'll let the Guetta heads correct us.
Here's what I say to that.
Okay, so and how did you feel about Carly Kloss and Christian Siriano as?
Oh my God, Carly Kloss and her hard posing. I really don't like that in a model when models are like.
Yeah.
It's like too much. Like their line. I mean, mine doesn't.
She
like
seems
my
brittle.
Lines are really good. Look at my chin line.
Very
good. I have
good.
Like a double
very
neckline that
strong,
looks very sexy.
But strong.
Yeah.
And you know what? She is like, it's like if Kristen Dunst gained an extra foot and then was like, I'm going to awkwardly pose. You know, obviously she's beautiful and obviously she can model way better than either of us can model. Okay.
Yeah. I think she's probably a great model if you're into that sort of thing.
But I think that she's not TV comfortable just yet. Then she'll get there. Heidi was awkward too in the beginning.
Heidi was like, what's that girl who won American Idol? Carrie Underwood. You know that girl was like driftwood for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And then she finally like kind of loosened up.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel Heidi was. Like Heidi is just now comfortable, I think.
Just now comfortable.
But I do miss Heidi's little outfit or her little accent.
The
because
accent,
it made things like bitchier, you know?
I agree. That's the thing. I feel like Heidi was more comfortable in being a bitch because the truth is that by the time Heidi came on to Project Runway, she was already like pretty much a superstar. Whereas Carly Kloss, like it took me a long time to like know that that was not a chain restaurant. Like, oh, did you go? Oh, yeah, go to Carly. You know who has great donuts? Have you been to Carly Kloss? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I love Carly Kloss.
You know, it's a little snotty, but the donuts are a little pretentious, and they're shaped real weird. They pose real weird on the plate.
You know what they got? They got actually pizza there that's in the shape of a canoe. But it's delicious. It's delicious.
Canoe pizza.
Yeah. Did you get your Carly Kloss membership card yet? You know, you can get some great discounts.
You know, you get 10 punches at Carly Kloss. It's like people are so excited to punch Carly Kloss because people online are not having Carly Kloss. So I feel kind of bad because she has the same initials as my sister, Carly Karam. You see? Look at that.
Look at that.
So I'm with her for that. But, you know, Heidi had a cute way of being bitchy because she had an accent.
Yeah.
And Carly Claus sounds just mean when she's because she talks like a fella.
Yeah.
And so she sounds really mean when she's like, I don't know, she has my talent. I'm like, fuck off. Like, it sounds so much meaner, you know?
Yeah. Wait, I suddenly blanked on what... Oh, Heidi Klum. I was blanking on her last name. I was like, what's her last name?
Calling her Heidi Klaus?
No. I was, in my mind, I was thinking that Klaus actually sounds like a more severe name than Klum, if you ask me.
Well, I think it's unfair for her to get so far when her father is named Santa, you know? It's like, it's just, like, we don't need that. Like, your dad gives everyone gifts. Of course you're going to get this job.
But here's the thing. I'm not going to hate on Carly Klaus just because she's new. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I just think that she is getting her sea legs, her awkward sea legs. And for right now, she's in an awkward, lanky phase. She's sort of like, I feel like she is like a character out of like A Bug's Life. Like a tall, like, hey, thing that like walks around like in the background and like drops a box by accident and people go, sorry,
for her.
But she's, you know, she's getting, she's, you know what, she's young and she's starting out. Now, Christian Siriano, I love Christian Siriano. I was surprised because I thought he seemed a little tense in the first episode.
I think maybe he's that.
Is he?
It seemed not tense, but just like kind of awkward. Like his glasses are always halfway down.
Like his face, he was very pursed. And I seem to remember him being a little bit more at ease. But you know, everyone loves Christian Siriano. And so I'm very happy that he's on the show and I'm excited. I feel like he's going to sort of like, he already over the course of the episode, I actually found that he became more relaxed. I just found like in the beginning, he seemed like there was like a tension that I picked up on.
Well, I picked up a couple things. First, he looks kind of like our friend Malls from the Lifetime podcast and from Please Advise. He looks like he could be Malls' brother. Like, not twin necessarily, because I think they're both very
I can see
pretty,
them gossiping
you know?
But together.
Doesn't he look kind of like Malls? I think because his glasses, like she wears her glasses right. too the same way. And like,
yeah.
I don't know, it was very Malls to me, which made me really love. But I've always loved Christian.
Yeah,
I recapped
me too.
His season at TVgasm. Wink.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great season. I mean, that was classic.
Him. And the other thing was that he's kind of like if someone did a story on Tim Gunn, like as a youth, mm-hmm. I think it would be played by Christian. I think he was a good choice to be like a little baby Tim.
Yeah.
But he hasn't learned his bitchy comments yet. I need his haberdashery. I need him to say stuff like that.
You know, I think one thing that has been missing in this rejiggering is I would love the perspective of like an older fashionista. I guess Nina has now become our elder statesman. But like, you know, we had before we had like originally we had Tim Gunn and then we had what's his face? Michael Kors. Older guys. And I love like an older bitchy queen on these sort of shows, you know? And I feel like Brandon Maxwell, I feel like he's too young. I'm just saying like
you're youth shaming.
I am youth shaming. I think we should be allowed to youth shame every now and then. I would like the perspective of someone who's been in the industry for like a very long time, you know, like, so on Project Runway All Stars, you have Isaac Mizrahi. And so he brings that as well. And Nina has been, and obviously
how dare you call Nina has been. I'm telling Nina. I have her on my personal phone.
I come from a very small town in South America. Okay, so...
I like to call Nina because she answers like this, potty, potty. Just kidding. What if I really knew Nina?
That was like how the show opened. She's like, potty, potty.
Potty, potty. What was the other thing? I wanted to say about your youth shaming.
Please.
I think it's different now because people are able to make it when they're like 9 years old because of the internet and TV shows and stuff like that. Like Christian Siriano's young, but he's probably been famous around the same time as Tim Gunn.
Yeah, that's true. He's been around
10 years ago or something.
But you can't get comments like, this reminds me of going around the limelight with Madonna. You know, like you don't get those sort of comments, which I like. I think those are important things, you know?
Well, Madonna probably still is trolling the damn limelight because now the limelight is like a juice place.
It's I was
like,
about to say, it's a fast casual place next to Carly Claus.
Yeah, it's probably Madonna in there having her green shakes now, still trying to do vagina splits or whatever.
Would you care for some wheat grass right now? I think you should have some.
So we start meeting all the contestants. I guess we don't need to do like a full step-by-step on this one because it's...
I started listing, as we met all the contestants, I started writing their names to be like, oh, here's a fun little detail. And then I was like, I don't have anything to say about them.
Venny Elaine, I'm reading his notes. Venny Elaine works at a bank.
I have some notes, but yeah, Venny Etienne works at a bank. That was his defining feature before the feathers came in.
One thing that started this off that I wasn't sure that I like, but they started with a party thing where all the designers got to show off their best design from a show that they've actually already had.
Yeah.
And it was the designers, but then it was another group of people called influencers. Oh, fuck off with you. Fuck off. Seriously.
I know. But if anyone does want to sponsor a post of ours, but follow us on Instagram
and buy our poop tea, okay?
Yeah. So we meet a bunch of, here's what I wrote. Venny Etienne works at a bank. And then what happened was that, like, so everyone's, we're seeing looks from all of them. And Elaine, this is when we first also get to hear from Elaine Welteroth. And she's like, I love how architectural that is, which is like the exact sort of comment I would expect to hear on Project Runway. I was like, thank you for just like starting us off right there.
Thanks for bringing us in the architectural already.
Yeah.
So let's see. So Elaine I liked. Hester Sunshine, I immediately was like, you are a tryhard, okay? You're trying too hard. I don't need you to be in rainbow tie-dyed overalls and crazy hair and wacky glasses. And at one point she goes, I just want to prove that girls with wacky... crazy girls can make it too. I'm like, honey, you look like everybody else. Okay, everybody's like putting twigs in their hair, like they're fashion designers. Everybody's trying to look wacky on $5. Okay, you already look like design on the dime.
Yeah,
okay? We don't need any more Hester.
It was very much like off-brand Katy Perry 2013, and like, which is not a good thing, by the way.
That's not a good thing.
I love Katy Perry. I actually love Katy Perry, but I do not co-sign with a lot of her goofy fashion. Yeah, Hester called her look high fashion whimsy. And by the way, I also want to point out that, not to jump ahead too much, there was absolutely no high fashion whimsy in her look this week.
No, rainbows are free. You know what I mean? That's not high fashion, okay, Hester?
One thing that I loved is, so Frankie Lewis, Frankie is a she, her model came out. Her signature piece that she sent down this initial runway was something for like a plus size woman. And I, which I... fully support, but what I thought was funny is the way that,
better.
Of course,
look at these boobs.
But what I was laughing at was the way the judges became like so patronized and like,
oh, a big girl,
that's so flattering for her.
It's like you hear a handicap ramp coming down. It's like beep, beep.
They're putting like a coin. They're like, do you have a cup I can put this coin into?
Yes, because in fashion, you know, they are mean. And every time on Project Runway, like one of the classic challenges, and when they're like, it's a big woman challenge, and people start crying, and like people have been so evil, they're like, this is not fair, and they get mad at like big women challenges. So I love that. That's another element that I love of this season in general. They're changing it up, and all the models are real. Like they're still all pretty, but they're God forbid ugly girls ever get a chance. Maybe by season 30, okay, homely girls,
right?
But
which
for
is
now,
good.
They're like different sizes and different shapes and stuff.
But which is good. That's what Christian Siriano really stands for with his fashion too. So it's really good that they're
I like that. You know, I like that the Old Navy crew finally get something to wear. Stand up for my people. But I will say, she did not, that outfit that they showed Frankie, that was not very flattering. I thought that was a sad outfit for your first thing to show. It was like kind of a bordello. It was just a tight maroon dress with some feathers at the bottom. It was like kind of a bordello look. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, work for me. I don't really actually remember too many of the fashions from that.
Oh, we didn't even make the announcement, Ben. We know nothing about fashion.
Oh, yeah.
So everything you're about to hear is two idiots.
Two idiots. We are not like fashion gays, okay? So, like, when we do our Top Chef recaps, I feel like we know our food. Like, we know how to cook. We know, like,
I couldn't win Top Chef, but I could.
But we could be like, that's ridiculous to put that... to put that with that. But with fashion, like, I literally have no idea. And every time I think something looks good, it's on the bottom, okay?
But one thing that's good about both Top Chef and Project Runway, and one of the reasons they're one of the only competition, they're two of the only competition shows in this structure that really have been so successful, is everybody eats and everybody wears clothes. I mean, everybody poops too. Maybe they can have like a top poop competition.
Yeah, toilet.
But this, like, design. Everyone gets it, you know? Mm-hmm. Toilet design. Oh my god, I would be so good at that.
I'm also hoping that this means that we might like have a reunion of the trifecta, which includes top design, which I the first season
they're trying to bring it back. It's not called top design. There, I have a friend who auditioned for it, and I won't mention her name because she'll get in trouble. She'll get fired.
It was originally the first season sucked. That's when they had Jonathan Adler going, "See you later, alligator." Oh, no, see you later. See you later, decorator.
See you later, decorator.
But then season two, they're like, "Okay, let's revamp this." They brought in India Hicks. She had the, as I like to mention, like once every 3 years, she had the cruelest goodbye line on Bravo. Hers was like, "You do not fit in. You're going home." Yeah. It was like, ah.
Yeah, she was really mean. She's like, "Go home, fug."
Anyway, so then we have, let's see, there's Garrow Sparrow, who I mentioned only because his name is Garrow Sparrow.
Garrow Sparrow, he's the rock and roll guy, right?
Ugh, you know, like,
yeah, I'm a rocker. But he's not. He looks like that, but he doesn't act like that. He just acts like your favorite gay neighbor.
I fucking hate rock and roll designers. And I hate when people are like self-proclaimed rock and roll. You know, anyone who calls themselves rock and roll is never rock and roll. They're Broadway. Okay, that is lesson number one. Just look at American Idol. Look at Constantine Maroulis. He's like, "I'm rock and roll." You're like, okay, Les Mis.
Or the guy who won this, Jeffrey? Was that his name? The guy with the neck tattoos,
Jeffrey. Fella, oh, I little cannot angry stand fella. Jeffrey.
Me neither.
And then there was, Adam, what's his face? Who admittedly is now singing with Queen, but he's really Broadway.
Yeah, Adam Lambert.
Lambert, yeah.
Yeah, he's like 2019 rock and roll, where it's like everybody has to get their nuts cut off to sing a damn song.
Hey. Castrati's deserve love too. But you know the thing.
But at least that's what they were going for, you know? Castrati's weren't there to sing pop rock on KFM or whatever.
The point is that most times when people say they're rock and roll, there was also that woman on American Idol, Gina something or another, who was like, "I'm so rock and roll." No, but she was like, she was up there like.
That's a lady from.
She was
Orange
like singing.
County.
I remember she went up there and started singing. Yeah. She started singing Celine Dion. She spent the entire season talking about how rock and roll she was, and she kept singing Celine Dion. I was like, I respect the Celine, but you got an image problem.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay.
These notes are so disjointed because I have so many and I don't know what they mean today. Like there's literally so many. I don't know either.
This could be a 5-hour recap because we're just talking so much.
But Brendan Maxwell, the judge, I just want to say I really love him because he's like he is younger, but he's very funny. He does have like a Michael Kors thing going on with his humor. And he wears like these big square regular glasses, like old lady glasses, mm-hmm. like that fashion lady from Vogue. What's her name? The old one that they
Anna
really
Wintour
old lady. No. Anna Wintour is not old. I mean, she is, but
oh, you know,
this
but
lady
that,
is like
that
the
lady.
One. She looks like the Wendy's lady. Like, where's the beef? But she's got those big.
Yeah, I know. I'm blanking on her name.
Me too.
Maybe someone on TV party could help us. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know what? I'd recognize the name of Fire.
So I really like him. And this guy named Venny tells us he's designed a dress for Michelle Obama. So mic drop.
Yeah.
And I get that that's really cool and stuff, but like, wasn't she the first lady for 8 years? That's a lot of days to be wearing dresses designed by people. You know what I mean? That's like the new award on Top Chef, the James Beard Award. Now that everybody and their dog has a James, that's a new thing. He designed for Michelle Obama. I'm like literally even Banana Republic designed.
She has
Michelle
something
Obama.
From the Countess collection, I'm sure. Yeah. So then we also have Afa Alu, who was raised in a hut. He's Samoan and raised in a hut. And I liked Afa a lot because he had this bitchy face most of the time. He's like.
Yeah, he kept making bitch face.
Like from the corner. He's like, get into camera, just be like. So I appreciated that.
Yeah, Alpha's a bitch, and I love it. And he showed up here, like his wacky fashion is a gardening hat. You know, those big straw garden leaf blower hats.
Yeah.
That was like his thing. And he was really funny, and I think semi-talented, but I forgot.
Yeah. I think I seem to remember I liked his dress. I guess we'll find out when we get to that part of the notes because I did write some things about what I liked and didn't like. So
this Kavanaugh girl, wow, what a bitchy white girl. Okay, she's just like a bitchy white girl. She acts kind of like Lisa Kudrow. Like she's like whoa, like she does a lot of Lisa Kudrow things.
Yeah,
and she complains about the bedding.
Yeah, which is a little bit too close to me. So so now it's time for the first challenge. So it's like, designers, time for your first challenge. And then Carly Kloss is like, oh, that's fun to say. Ha, 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 ha. She's excited.
So they all get to see each other's fashion come down right before they announce this. And the other person that stands out to me is Tessa, and she's the girl with bangs. And now I
from Cincinnati, where we are.
Yeah. Oh, is she from Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of like a little too high on herself, and she's got a Lilith personality from Frasier, like bitchy. Yeah. And I'm not sure. I think she's going to be a total asshole, but I think she did well on the show. But that was my first thing. I was like, bangs. I don't know, bangs.
She has a very lovely way of talking where she sounds very sweet, but everything she said was full on bitchy. And I was like, you sort of wouldn't realize till like after it was done, you're like, oh, that was bitchy. She was like, you know, I'm really impressed with a lot of the designers, but, you know, unfortunately, they all produce, like, terrible stuff. And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, that was rude. So, let's see. At stake for the winner is $250,000, blueprint stuff, and pens that erase themselves.
I was like, this is, you know, this, you know what does not speak of, like, high fashion is $250,000 furnished by Pilot Pens.
Yeah, Pilot Pens. But you got to hand it to him. I'm really glad not to have to hear about the blue fly wall or whatever that was.
Yeah.
I did not like that one. They're like, oh, internet shop. They're like, Amazon Prime has sponsored the wall. It's like, what? Like, dress your models in packing tape or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so their challenge is the judges, to get to know the judges, the judges have to show what they were inspired by in fashion. Yeah. Guess what Brandon was... this is going to be shocking what he was inspired by. His mom. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, gay person.
Yeah. Yeah. They show, like, they're showing, like, a photo of, like, moment of inspiration. That moment when they realized that fashion was a passion. So Brandon has a photo of his mom. His grandma had, like, a store, a boutique of some sort. And so his mom, like, hated fashion or something, but the grandma forced her to, like, get dressed. So she's in this, like, very 80s, like, dynasty outfit on, like, the little, like, Houston, Texas runway.
Yeah. Dillard's runway. I was in one of those fashion shows.
Yeah. And then Karlie Kloss. You know, Karlie Kloss also gives me a lot of Misha Barton awkwardness. You know? That's what she gives me. You know how Misha Barton just is full on awkward at all times?
Yeah, I think she's like one of those pea chips. You know those dried string bean chip things?
I don't, but I can imagine it.
They're called like natural love or some hippie bullshit like that. They're surprisingly delicious.
So then we see, so Karlie shows a picture of her like when she was 13 on a runway, and she's like, I was always tall and felt strange, and then this was in my moment. And then I loved Nina's. She like pulls up a photo, this like black and white photo from like 1912. And
I know.
She's like,
poor Nina.
I was raised in a small town in South America, and here I am working on a photo shoot as an intern.
And I learned, instead of leaping into my experience as an American, to not assimilate. And I was like, LOL, do you know how many people across America were just like, how dare you, ma'am? Mega! So yeah, hers was like Lucille Ball in like an Anything Goes costume. By the way, what is Nina moisturized with? Stem cells? Because she looks amazing.
She looks exactly the same.
How does she still look like that?
Well, because she probably always looked a little bit older than she was 10 years ago. So now her age has caught up to her.
Yeah, maybe she's like me. I looked like this when I was 14.
You know, it's like Jessica Biel. You know, I have a theory about Jessica Biel that she always has had, like, she has a mature face. So she always looked a lot older to me than she actually was, even when she was like 18. But that means that then when she's like 47 or 50, she's going to look like oh wow, she still looks the same. That she looks great, you know?
She still looks good. So then let's see, Elaine is from Teen Vogue, and she got her first
thanks Rod Roddy
Teen Vogue. Today was prizes $250,000 from pencils
and a lifetime supply at Karlie Kloss. Dinner for a year at Karlie Kloss.
Donut holes until you die. So the next is Elaine. He used to work works at Teen Vogue. She's the editor-in-chief at Teen Vogue. And her story is that she is from a small town where you weren't encouraged to dream, man. So she just started calling Ebony. over and over again until someone talked to her. And she ended up getting through to the editor-in-chief until she got hired to go work a shoot.
She basically stalked her.
Yeah, which is, I mean, there's something to be said for that, you know? You go, girl. I mean, never worked for me.
Yeah.
I've been calling Bette Midler since I was six. Nothing's ever worked out. I'm still doing a podcast. So yeah. Thanks, everyone. I think you just have to have better goals.
Yeah. Yeah. And determination and...
grit. You know. Hey, how about some grit?
Grit.
Like this girl. So she did. She finally got in touch with the lady. And then her first shoot was Serena Williams, which, wow.
I know.
That's quite a shoot.
Way to jump in, right?
So the cover she's showing is a bathing suit. So her people all have to figure out, you know.
Like, it's like Serena in like a blue cutout bathing suit thingamabobber. So there's that. And then, so that's the inspiration. And it's like, okay, like, time to get sketching. So now it's sketching time. And we started learning a lot about, we learned about Tessa. And she's like, well, my dad is a miller and my mom is a ceramicist and they both wear aprons. So that's going to be my inspiration.
Aprons, yeah. I was like, that's interesting. I would make bowling pins because my dad worked in a bowling alley. I don't know that it needs to be that literal, but...
yeah. I don't know. Look, I don't know why I thought notes. That was so funny, like apron chic. We also learned that Renee, She's 50 or something. She is the mother of 9 children.
Yeah, she's pretty badass.
She is badass. I like her.
Yeah, I'm rooting for her. And she made a really, really, really good outfit. So I'm rooting for her so far.
Yeah. So they're just like sketching. There's like nothing really to say. They're just sketching.
Yeah, they sketch.
And then they're taken to their penthouse in Brooklyn. Let me know, by the way, if I'm going too fast for your notes, because
we can't.
It's hard because there's like a lot of stuff happening. But for me, like at this point, there wasn't a huge amount of noteworthy stuff. But if you found something noteworthy that I obviously don't want to.
I'm just scrolling through. It's my favorite thing to do. This.
Yeah, I don't want to Nina Garcia powerful. You and be like potty potty. So
potty potty.
So we're at a, now they go to their penthouse in Brooklyn.
Did they meet their models yet?
Not yet. They didn't meet the models. Okay. They just learned that they have models of different shapes and sizes, which is very exciting. Which we talked about. So here's where we start getting a little bit of storyline. We learned that Frankie, who is going to be doing, she wants to do something inspired by Serena Williams' bathing suit. Frankie, she was with a boyfriend of 9 years. And they were going to move in together, maybe across the country or something like that. And then 2 days before, he dumped her.
Yeah, not very nice, in other words. What a dick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess it's better to know now before you get to New York. That would suck. So she's been living in a car.
Yeah, right? Basically.
And then, what's the lady? The mom, Renee, we just said her name. She's like, I prefer all women because I'm Muslim. And then some rude girl, I'm going to assume it's Kavanaugh because... her name is Kavanaugh. But someone's like, well, COVID, are you... No, it wasn't COVID. It was the Colombian guy. She's like, Colombian guy, you're not straight, are you? And he's like, no, I'm not straight. And she's like, okay, then fine, that works. And I was like, excuse you.
Yeah, excuse you.
How rude.
Yeah.
On a gay show, too, ma'am.
Yeah, we're not ladies, literally.
Yeah, not literally.
Men. We're still men, even though we're ladies.
Jeez, just because I have boobs. I earned these boobs, okay? These boobs weren't given to me naturally. I ate these boobs.
So now it's the next day. It's time to go to Mood. So I was really happy. I was afraid that they would be going, like, with the whole rebrand, that they were going to be going to a different
like
place.
Like Zarin Fabrics or something.
I know. I was really scared. So I was, like, really happy that we were still going to Mood. So we get there, and this is when we learn about Leela. And she's like, I'm like an eco... conscious, waste nothing designer, which I feel like is actually all really good, but it really annoyed me when she said it. Ronnie's exhaling.
I don't want your recycled dress. You know what I mean? I don't want my underwear made from recycled materials.
Mm-hmm.
There, said it. Okay, hate me all you want.
Yeah. We then also.
I don't even remember her. Who is that? Leela. Oh God, the girl who wore a bathrobe like that was like a karate robe at the same. I didn't like her.
So
I didn't hate her either. I don't know.
I didn't hate her, but I just thought it was annoying.
Opinion. I don't know. Yeah, she's kind of obnoxious.
It was weird because I'm super into being environmentally sound, but for some reason I didn't want to hear it from her. She annoyed me the way she did it.
Yeah, it's like those eco-friendly light bulbs we all have to use now that are spirals. And they're like, oh, they're so eco-friendly. You break them and you get cancer and die. Okay? Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about that, Leela. Okay, I don't want to die of cancer in your karate robe. How about
but by
that?
The way, Ronnie, I'm very proud of you because the other day you did tell me that you have finally come around to paper straws.
I've accepted paper straws, okay? I've accepted it. I'm fine. I'm going to stop complaining. Okay?
The paper straw revolution was really fast, by the way.
You know what happened?
It's like in Cincinnati. They got them here in Cincinnati, okay?
Yeah, it went really fast. I just need time to adjust, and here's why I accept paper straws now. Because in some towns, there are no straws, okay? Some towns are just like, nope, we're done with straws. Like D.C., I was like, can I have a straw? Thinking paper straw. And they're like, oh, no, we don't do straws now. And I was like, excuse you? And then guess what? In Austin, some lady told me we don't do straws. Mm-hmm. And I gave her the dirtiest look. And it's not the waitress's fault. It's not fair of me to be mad at the waitress. But just remember, if you're ever my waitress, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at your restaurant.
Okay? Yeah.
So now that I've had two restaurants with no paper straws. Now that I've had no paper straws, I accept paper. No straws at all. Now I accept paper straws. That's how to get me to get into things, guys.
No straws. Some might say no straws are the straws that broke your back.
Some would say that's a cheese straw.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so let's talk about some straw-ing ladies. So we're at Mood, and we are getting to see the people who are clearly already going to be at the bottom two, and they have different perspectives on their budget because Kavanaugh.
By the way, we both have plastic straws right now. Yeah. By
the way, cheers, straw cheers. So Kavanaugh is skulking around being like, $250? That's like not enough money to get anything. You know? And then Frankie's like, $250? Oh my God, I could design for an entire family.
I know. Frankie's like, I could afford a new house and a new boyfriend for that much money. And Kavanaugh's like, twin beds. Last time I saw a twin bed was when I pushed two together to make a king size bed in Europe. COVID, is that how you pronounce his name?
My
current favorite, because he keeps going, oh my God. Oh my God. So he's my favorite for that, and for wearing like some weird kind of pashmina thing mm-hmm. as his outfit. I'm into him.
Yeah, and he had a nice story later on.
Meanwhile, screensaver, how about that?
Meanwhile, Hester, not Prin, Miss, high fashion whimsy. The girl who loves whimsy and a good sense of humor, I guess that doesn't apply to picking out fabric. She's like, I need my one. She needed like one fabric and she could not stop fixating on it, which did not seem like a very whimsical attitude to me.
Yeah, whimsical people who dress like that and try to be wacky and happy all the time are the most miserable people ever.
Yeah.
They're like the people who use yoga as part of their personality. And people who are always like using self-help slogans, okay? They're never nice. They're always terrible. And the minute they get mad, they're going to cut you or like put a brick through your windshield.
People who love whimsy are the unhappiest people in the world.
Where am I in here? I don't even look at all these.
Let me look.
Kavanaugh.
Models.
Can I get you to hold this?
Drama music. Oh, you're way ahead. You scrolled too far.
No, Serena. Oh, Serena cover.
You scrolled way
I was just
far.
Reminding myself what they were designing.
Yeah. No, here. Wait. We're going to get here. I can't remember the last time I slept in a twin-size bed.
He dumped me and left me in a car. Kavanaugh, twin-size bed, COVID.
I think you just didn't take any notes about Mood. I think you just missed Mood.
I think Mood, I was just like, ugh. The only thing more boring than watching people sew is watching people sop. Man, I don't want to watch
This is Ronnie's note about COVID. Big blue old lady sash. Oh me good.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, let's just get to the sewing.
So he's like, I want to do something almost goddess-like. I want to do a jacket on top of her. I'm like, oh, jackets.
Goddess in a jacket.
So that's...
Oh, my God. Like, I can imagine Hera in a cute little jacket. Hey, Zeus, what's going on? I got this. Got this over at Filene's.
Yeah, and then this is where we start getting Christian's expertise, where he's, like, going around and giving advice. And he's like, maybe you could lose the jacket. He just like looks all deadpan. And I think I can get used to him.
Yeah. They're all sewing and stuff. So Hester, she ultimately just, she got some weird organza, I think. And
I think I'm calling her Evanescence in my notes.
I like that. Hester and Evanescence. One represents puritanical sinning, and the other is like goth emo from turn of the millennium.
But doesn't she look like she would follow Evanescence just in like some weird movie?
She probably did when she was younger, and she probably regrets it, and she probably hates that you sussed that out of her. She's like, no, I always loved David Bowie. Always. Never liked Evanescence, ever. She was a juggalo at some point. You know that.
A juggalo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Is that single people who juggle? Aren't people who juggle all single?
People who love juggalos are the unluckiest people in the world. Juggalos. Okay, real quickly. The Insane Clown Posse, they have an annual...
I can't with that name, okay? I've always been like that. When the first time I heard Insane Clown Posse, I was like, no.
They have an annual festival that's actually gigantic, and it's called like the Gathering of the Juggalos or something like that. And so if you call yourself a juggalo, that means you like going to that festival and seeing Kid Rock, and you love Insane Clown Posse. So that's
remove yourself from this subscription list. Okay. Unsubscribe immediately.
No, Insane Clown Posse is really good. They had that song where they like pondered magnets and how they work. Do you remember that song? They're like, magnets, how do they work? It was an actual lyric from the song.
Literally can't. Okay.
Anyway, juggalos.
Anyway, Frankie. Okay, so Frankie is this where they get their models? Oh, no. So Christian comes over to Frankie, and she has the Serena cover. She's making a bathing suit. And Christian goes, this looks real... I was like, you're going to have to be quicker than that, Christian. Like, he couldn't even come up with a word for it. And Frankie's like, flat booty. And he's like, yeah, you don't want to just cut it too much. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, it looks like she's bandaged up. I mean, there's no stripper pole at the end of the runway, right?
The other thing is, so Kavanaugh, we get this where we hear a little bit of Kavanaugh's backstory, which is that she was like, she was featured in Elle magazine, and her dad called her and was like super proud of her. And then the next day he died.
Oh my God, Kavanaugh. Once she said that thing about the twin beds, I cut her off. So I don't even know any of her stories.
Oh, that was her story. It was really sad. It was really, really sad. And it shows why she's like, you know, like that's traumatic.
And then another sad story we got was COVID. Oh my God. Because he is from a place in India where being gay is illegal. And so he and his boyfriend, the neighbors tattletaled on them, which honestly, I don't know how they needed to tattletale, honestly. And he's pretty gay.
Yeah.
But they got tattled on, and then they had to move out of their house. And like, it's so sad. And so he's like, gay, gay.
So also, Venny, meanwhile... Venny's concerned that his dress may be too basic, so he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add feathers to it, which I feel like is never...
He's like, I'm going to have gold or silver buttons right here, and then patch here, and then feathers here, and Christian's like, maybe remove the feathers on top?
I just feel like the instinct to go to feathers to make it high fashion, I don't know, I don't like that. That's not my instinct.
Yeah. So then COVID meets his model, and she's like, I've been working so hard to get here, especially, you know, I'm transgender, and I'm the first on Project Runway, and she's like crying and stuff. And he's like, oh my God, you're too goddess
in a jacket. So yes, then,
super cute.
Also, one thing that happens, by the way, and I fully am aware that Ryan and I are recapping from two different parts of the entire episode, but it actually doesn't matter because it's all just like in the sewing mix. But
I think we gave up on a linear recap already, like in the first 5 minutes. Yeah. So
right in the middle of it, Carly and Christian come to visit, and they announce that there's going to be a new challenge on Project Runway. It's called the Flash Sale Challenge, and America is going to vote on the look that they like the most, and the favorite look will be manufactured by someone and sold on Bravo.
I thought that the one... Well, they picked it today. They said the one that is picked today is going to be manufactured.
See, I don't even understand how this works. I feel like I don't like this challenge. I don't like it at all. I think it takes away from... I don't want America to choose on anything.
Yeah, America. We've learned how to choose.
Nothing. I say keep America out of this. This is not the fashion. Yeah. Wasn't this the same premise as the fashion show or whatever?
I've learned one thing lately. It's do not let America choose things.
Yeah. So, and then Christian's like, make it fabulous, which I guess I think that's going to be his thing. Make it fabulous. Because he says fabulous a lot.
Make it fabulous. So let's go to the runway show, shall we? Do you have anything to say?
Let's see. I'm trying to see if there was anything exciting.
Well, Kavanaugh has her model help her. Okay. This was really funny. So they're getting towards the end and Kavanaugh's like, I'm not finished. Could you help me? And her model's like, sure. And she's like, here's a needle. She's like, I'm sewing for you. And then Rafa, what's his name?
Afa
is next to her, the Samoan guy who gives bitchy faces, and he's helping out Frankie, who couldn't finish her bathing suit because she had... Okay, so when Frankie, they get the models, Frankie gets a big girl model, and it was funny because Frankie is the one who designs for big girls, and she gets a big girl model, and she's like, she's God, this is totally cut wrong. She's really tall. And so she has to redo it. So everyone comes together to help her because she's like super nice, but then Kavanaugh is having a model sew, and... Afa is like, really, you're sewing? And he was giving her so much shit. And he's like, I don't want to seem like a bitch on national TV, but I mean, look, we'll help Frankie because she's nice, but
yeah. And then just cut to Kavanaugh. I'm like, also, I have to say, the dowdy girl from Cincinnati, Tessa, she's like, you know, Frankie's look just doesn't look very good. I feel for her because it just doesn't feel good to go home on the first runway show. I'm like, that was such a nasty thing to say.
Bangs. It's evil bangs.
But she says it in such a nice way. So Frankie is like crying. And, you know, here's the thing. I wanted to actually really love Frankie because I like that she wants to design for bigger women. You know, she seems like a nice person. But I also felt like I can see her being a drama queen who sucks everyone into her shit. Because by the end of the episode, everyone was like, she was like crying and crying, crying. And everyone was like circled around her and everyone was pinning things in for her. And it was sort of like that thing where I'm like, I'll let it go for this first episode. But if this becomes an ongoing pattern, I'm going to be over it very quickly.
Yeah, I felt that way too. I was with her until the end. And then I was like, you need to shut up.
Yes.
With your fucking sobbing. All she's doing. And then, okay, so we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get
to
that.
So first she's just sobbing. Right now she's just sobbing. And so everybody's helping her, which it's the first challenge and she's nice and she's homeless, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but then I was like, if you say you're homeless one more time. Because every time they cut to her, she's like, but I'm homeless. And I was like, if you stop that, I'm going to do what I normally do and throw a Diet Coke can at your head.
Yeah,
I did that.
I just felt like I started to see like signs of a manipulator. So then they all have to.
I got dark.
Like, no, oh. I mean, like, I don't mean that in like such a. She's not like.
Yeah, no, I know Pearlman, what you mean.
But she's basically, you know, she's. I just noticed that by the end of the episode, she had everyone doing everything for her and she had everyone gathered around her. I don't know. My radar was pinging. So now they've got to style everyone, everything, and they have to do this thing where they have to take pictures of their models for social media so America can vote on them, even though there was never any opportunity for America to vote, which was weird. So
yeah, maybe they win a secondary.
This was
maybe
filmed
that's
a few months
a
ago, so I
don't, prize or something.
I don't understand how it works. But
then, Kavanaugh's like, I would never take a social media picture with an iPhone. I mean, we use professional cameras.
Sorry, like, Annie Leibovitz.
These are like 90,000 Ks. What are they called for your, what is it when your camera?
How about when you make a professional looking dress, we'll shoot it with a professional photographer. Okay, for right now, iPhone.
Yeah. How about your phone is going to match your design? Here's your jitterbug. Have fun making a social media.
Here's I'm gonna come up there with one of those cameras with a crank and a shawl that goes over me.
A crank and a shawl. You know, like, here's a Morse code. All right, young lady.
Here's an etch-a-sketch. I'm just gonna try to capture what it looks like.
Okay. All right, so
just relax, Kavanaugh.
Now we get to see how Carly's going to do. And she does a hard pose instead of her Heidi pose. You know, Heidi's like walks up and then she does her pose and you see the shadow behind the thing. And it's like, oh, look at me. Yeah. You know, it's cute. Carly's is like you guys can only see this if you're on TV party or watching this at home, but it's like this. It's like a bent. It's like a U. She bends so far back. It's like, a, and I was like, listen, hard pose. Okay. We get it. You're a model, string bean. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. Sit down.
Yeah. And meanwhile, backstage, like, it's like last looks. And so, of course, Frankie's garment is like falling apart. So there's like
my
six or seven people.
Again.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. That's like a doctor when they're like, whoops, the needle broke. I'm like, get me a new doctor immediately.
Who breaks a needle? Who breaks a needle? So, yeah, so all of a sudden, like, everyone is, like, there's, like, six people all around Frankie's outfit, and they're all, like, sewing things and poking things and, like, there's all these little straps that are falling apart, and Calvin is just staring, like, she's like, you know what? In the long term and in business, the only person that can help you is yourself. So sometimes I think you just need to get it done on your own. Shut up, Kavanaugh. Although
yeah,
she's right.
Yeah, shut up, Kavanaugh. I mean, she's kind of right.
Well, but she's probably jealous because no one helped her with her little tweed jacket that she was trying to do that she sewed wrong. She likes the like the sleeve to the lapel or something.
Yeah, and that really goes to show you that just being nice just can help you so much in life. I haven't necessarily learned how to do it, but I've just noticed it on reality shows, you know?
Yeah.
Because Kavanaugh should not have gone home today. Frankie should go home, like for sure. I think everyone pretty much agrees that Frankie should go home. I mean, even this one thing they kept that I really like from the Lifetime is where the designers are always talking shit during the show and they're all mic'd and I don't think they realize that their mics are still on. So they're saying bitchy things and you hear everything that they say. And everyone was like, that girl's going. I mean, even Renee, who's like the nice mother of 10 or whatever, she's like, I wouldn't worry, honey. That's going home.
I actually did not sense that Renee is that nice, which I liked. Also,
I don't
one
think you can be nice and raise 10 children.
No, or be in fashion. The other thing is that one thing is that the way they were, I feel like in the Lifetime / original Bravo one, the designers during the fashion show would sit on chairs. But now they're sitting on this like two-tiered couch thing. So basically the people who are sitting on a lower tier, they get back support, but the people who are sitting on the top tier, it's like there's nothing behind them.
Oh.
And you know that those fashion shows probably take forever. And by the time it's over, you see them all like propping themselves up back there with their hand and everything.
I would be so upset.
I would be livid. That is so rude, Bravo. Why would you like not give them proper chairs to sit in?
Yeah, I was even upset at South by Southwest. We had to sit in stools and I was not comfortable.
Ooh, I thought it was comfortable.
Hold my microphone. I just felt so uncomfortable and so weird sitting there like that. I don't like that. Now I know to put in my rider, chair. Boom.
No, we had backs on those stools.
But it's not the same. And I'm not covered. I'm used to having the watch.
I think it was that you didn't have the covering.
Like, have to sit up straight, which was really uncomfortable. Who does that?
Yeah.
I had to like sit up and like cross my ankles and like, ugh, it was gross.
Yeah,
like,
I think it was the lack of table.
I'm usually under a tablecloth scratching my nuts. I'm like, I don't have to hold my mic. I can just kind of wander around.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Different seating. Stools are the worst. I don't know why anyone ever has stools, by the way, just in general. Like, ours were tall chairs, but I'm okay with a stool that has a chair back, like a proper chair back, not one that just goes up to my lumbar, because what's the point of that? It's not going to support me. It's just like, it's like a reference, like, well, we know you would like a back, so we're going to make it look like you have a back, but you don't really have a back.
Straight. Look, that's how I look. It's gross.
Oh, if I had proper posture, so many things in my life would be different.
I know. Everything would be different, guys. Let's never do it.
So, runway time. Oh, the other thing is about Karlie Kloss. So, she clearly is new at this, and she hasn't gotten the note yet that she has to stop swiveling. Because she does.
She swivels.
She gets on. She starts talking, and those shoulders are going front and back.
She swivels.
Front and back.
Andy Cohen still does. Andy Cohen has still not learned, so I don't know that Carly has got a chance. Andy Cohen sits in his chair like this.
That's true. And he swivels. He really does. He manspreads in his chair and just swings back and forth, back and forth.
By the way, I apologize to anyone in our hotel because we're really obnoxious as usual.
Yeah.
And we're sitting right in this echo hallway. Okay, so now this is where this recap's going to get really sad because the way I wrote down these fashions. Okay.
I tried. I started
Vinny,
it. And I
stopped. With the feather. I just wrote car wash
because
they were even orange like feathers up the side of the leg. If the girl just was stood like, if Carly wore that, she could be a car wash.
Yeah. I hated it.
Hated it.
And it was like weird on top. I feel like there was like some weird sort of like weird jacket that was like a skinny jacket that like covered like a collarbone or something.
Yeah.
I didn't like
that girl. I think her name was Liam, but I wrote Nadine.
It was Nadine. She's just a person.
Yeah, who
and
cares?
She did like, it was like a, this, she did like a white blazer with like a ruffly, like it was like a 17th century ruffle in the middle, which I liked. It was sort of like
Amadeus-ish. It's all polio. What did they have in that? What did he end up dying of in that?
Probably consumption.
Consumption. Polio.
Old age.
Polio-sumption. Polsumption.
He died of genius.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I played the piano too well.
He got Salieri'd.
Yeah, he got F. Murray Abraham'd. How about we go over the tops and the bottoms, since there's like 90 million people.
Or why don't we just talk about the one, the look, and anything that we thought was particularly noteworthy, which I think is probably...
So just, everything.
I mean, here's my notes are like this, because I started to... I was like, a big gray thing I like, don't love the fit, looks cheap, meh, sweater and tights thing. I mean, that's what, those are like my fashion observations.
There's one guy named Jamal who I wrote, that guy's snotty. Because he's like, people might be jealous of me because I've already shown at Fashion Week.
And I said, meh.
I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
So some guy's named Bish May, which I like because his name is spelled Bish. Like, hey, bitch. Like, yeah. Bish, me. And yeah. I'm like, well, that is,
oh, I
that
did
is
not like
such
that.
A label.
I did not
name.
Like
him. I'm a bitch. And I was like, at least you own it.
It was like a that was the one that I said was a sweater and tights thing.
I wrote silver pants with a sweater top with slit sleeves that are tied with balls.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what you're getting.
I was like, what's the point of a sweater if you're going to have your arms exposed like that? That's not like in the spirit of sweater. So Tessa, who wound up in the top, she goes, you know, mine is simple, but my styling and choice of fabrics is elevated, and I can't say that about every look that came down the runway.
Like, bitchy bangs.
Bitchy bangs.
Bitchy bangs.
Said in that sweet way. Is this what it's going to be like outside of this hotel here in Cincinnati?
No, people here in Cincinnati are pretty cool. Well, I'll talk about that
They're
tomorrow.
So nice.
We're running long. So, yeah, Tessa. Then Sonia does the black and white things. White pants and a flowy top with kind of a turtleneck thing, which was cute.
Yeah. Sebastian, I think, is the gay from Colombia. And he goes, if I make Nina proud, it's like the cherry on the cake, which was cute.
Yeah, he's the guy who's like, I clean buildings for a living. That's not a bad job, but I'd really rather win this. And I like that they're getting people, really down and out people who need the chance. Because... that's how all these shows used to be. And Top Chef now is like, James Award winner, James Beard Award winner, James Beard Award. And it's like, ugh, it's gotten more snotty. And I kind of like that they've changed it up here.
Yeah. Afa, the Samoan, I liked his. He had a big old train. His is actually one of my favorites. And I was sad that it did not make the top.
I put bad prom, tons of train, off shoulder gray. I thought that was ugly.
So
I do like him.
Frankie's comes down.
I love his bitchy face.
Yeah. Frankie's comes down the runway, and it looks like it's about to just all unravel any moment.
Bless her heart. It was like when you don't have enough wrapping paper left on Christmas, and so you just try putting like a little newspaper and then using tons of ribbon on it just to like hide it. And your mom's like, of course you gave me a shit. Like, you couldn't make the effort to wrap one gift. You know, that's how I felt with hers.
And then, in fact, when it was coming down, Nadine gets into Kavanaugh's ear and goes, don't worry, that's the going home look right there.
Oh, see, I blamed Renee for that. Sorry, Renee. Nadine who said that. And then Kavanaugh's like, well, I don't know. At least she took a risk, which is true, Kavanaugh.
Yeah,
and it is. She knows it.
Yeah.
So then is Hester Sunshine.
Ugh, with her weird cocktail dress that lacked any sort of whimsy or humor.
Yes, that's what's so fucked. Well, it actually had some whimsy because she did like... boning, I guess you call it. It was just boning. It was kind of like the frame of a dress. Not boning.
Since when is boning whimsical?
Well, because it was just, it looked like the frame of a dress, but there wasn't any dress. Does that make sense? Like, it outlined the girl's shoulder and arms and back. It was pretty cool, but then there was no...
I don't know. I lacked whimsy to me. And then,
it was no tie-dyed overalls.
I mean, where was the daisy pattern? So, COVID, I loved COVID's dress. It reminded me of something that, like, Luann would wear to the Hamptons or on, like, a group trip to St. Bart's or maybe Sonia.
That was, like, a boring, flowy Kyle dress to me. I didn't...
Well, now you ruined it by bringing Kyle into it. For sure it would be on sale at Kyle by Eileen, too.
Yeah, it looked very simple. It looked, like, very, like, you know...
But I liked it. I liked, actually, for that style of dress, I liked it. But again,
it's pretty,
I'm
but
not
it was very,
guy.
Like, hippie. Like, they had 2 days and a ton of money, and he's just like, I'll make a flowy-ass, you know, simple thing.
Well,
and
to be
like,
fair, he did want there to be a little jacket.
He did. That's true. And Christian ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Action.
So the tops and the bottoms. The group is Layla, who is the eco-conscious one. Who, by the way, I hated hers. Hated it.
Yeah, and it was made out of like bottle caps.
It was made out of awful. Vinny, Frankie, Renee, Kavanaugh, and Tessa. That was our
the
top
six
group.
Of you represent the highest and the lowest scores. Yeah. I was like, okay, Carly.
So Vinny was like, I was just really drawn to Brandon's balloons as my inspiration. And like, how can I celebrate the woman without making her look like a clown? I'm like, well, maybe don't use balloons as the inspiration.
Yeah, that's the first step. And then Elaine's like, where do you see a real woman wearing a gown like this? Which, is that a rule? Because they didn't say it has to be a real woman wearing a dress like this. Yeah. I mean, is this high fashion or is this real women? You better give me some directions.
Yeah.
Not just tell me that at judging. But then everyone else really liked it.
Yeah, I was surprised because I thought it was terrible.
Nina's with like, feathers. I loved it. It's a, you know, it's a lot, but it's better than less.
I had a great reaction to when I saw this. It reminds me of my childhood vacation to Peru in 1932. And I
the
saw
the first time I met Fatty Arbuckle in a steakhouse.
I saw the most beautiful bird. Fatty Arbuckle in a steakhouse. She went to a steakhouse. I remember as a child going to a steakhouse. It is no longer there. Instead, there's a cheap Carly Claus. Sorry, no offense.
So stupid. So Kavanaugh, let's see, who cares?
Yeah, Kavanaugh. Okay. Well, Brandon's like, if you had a good amount of money for the fabric and that amount of time, it felt slightly basic for the design.
Yeah. I thought, I mean, she's definitely got enough money left over in her budget to buy herself a cup of coffee. I was like, whoa.
And then Nina's like, I mean, even with this fabric, you could have come up with something else.
I have to also mention that, is it Brandon or Brendan? It's Brandon, right?
Brandon.
So Brandon, I have to mention that he was cracking me up this whole episode because he's told us one thing he likes is like surprises. So, and the first thing, like someone had a cape and he's like, ew, a reveal. I love a reveal. And then on the runway, someone had another one. He's like, oh, what a reveal. And then they moved it up from being a cape to being a shawl. And he's like, oh, it's a triple. Yeah.
That's why he goes to Jack in the Box for lunch so much. He's waiting for something. He's like, is it going to happen today?
Every time he gets a birthday card, he's like,
man, get him a pop-up bucket. Like at the beginning of any Broadway show and the curtain opens. Yes, and there's a scrim. Yes, it got clearer. So Renee, Brandon was the inspiration, and Brandon's like, there was a quiet strength to this look. That represents my mom.
Okay. So, are you still waiting for allowance or what? Get over it.
So Carly, Lila's in the bottom with her eco-conscious design. By the way, all she said, the only reason why it was eco-conscious is because she used up every piece of material. That's all.
Yeah.
So
she put it together with gum.
Yeah. So Carly was her inspiration, and Nina does like a classic Nina Garcia, starts off saying something that seems nice and then goes in for the kill. She's like, it's Carly's essence. However, I would question your skill set as a designer because there's not a lot there. It basically looks like shit.
Yes. This is what I thought. This is how terrible I thought that Heidi Klum was until I met Carly Claus. How does that make you feel?
It looks like someone took the paper table mats at that steakhouse and taped them together on a model and said, voila, fashion.
Yeah. You're basically a word jumble in a steakhouse.
You're like the maze on the menu. Like, why even draw that? It's so easy. Like, do they think that we're all idiots just because we're 11 years old?
Then Nina. Now, this
Tessa,
can, this,
yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, Tessa. Nina was talking about Tessa. Nina was the inspiration. Nina's thing was the inspiration for Tessa.
Yes, sorry.
And it's this... I mean, she did say she was inspired by an apron, okay? So let me try and... I hate that I have a shiny nose right now.
I think it's
but
nice.
But let me... So let me take the surprise out of my voice. Because it is an apron. It's like an apron. An apron dress. It's like some kind of silk. And then the pants are these, like, those full, like, dress... dress wavy pants, but they don't. They didn't look good. I didn't like the mixture of the.
I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was anything. Textures or fabrics or
fabrics. Yeah, they didn't look right together. One was shiny and one wasn't. And then it was like this apron dress. And then when she turned around, she looked like bike tassels because she just had ribbons hanging off.
She was the end of the car wash. At the end, where the things go like this.
Yeah, there's a lot of car wash. If this was a team challenge, it would have been a full car wash.
I would love it if they took them to the car wash and said, "Find your inspiration here," because honestly, car wash designs would be awesome. I mean, those things at the car wash look like flappers anyway. They look like Tina Turner
didn't
dresses.
Somebody make something out of the pine cone thing that hangs. Oh, God, I love Project Runway. They do such crazy shit on the show.
So okay, Nina loves this.
I thought it was so stupid. I didn't like it at all. And I don't know if it's because I knew Bangs made it, but I was like, no. It's like, that's the girl who gets caught in a train door and then gets dragged down the platform and we all have to wait an extra 3 hours while she
leaves. Oh, she's so annoying for getting killed.
Yes, getting killed because she's wearing a stupid outfit and then we all have to wait 3 hours while they clean her guts up.
And clear the closing doors. So, Tessa, but Nina loves it. Nina has a lady boner over this dress. She goes, this dress does not look like a $250 look. This looks expensive. The fact that the tunic has a pocket makes me crazy. I love that Nina lives for
it. Like, these are things that I love. Pockets and tunics.
Brandon goes, I keep writing chic fisherman. Chic fisherman.
Yeah, because she had a purse that was made out of like wire netting or something, and he's like, it's like she could just dump that purse into the water and lift it up and shove crabs.
Yeah.
So then Frankie was basically, sorry, didn't know I had a giant, and I felt so bad for her model too, because Frankie's like, I didn't know you were so big, and she's crying the whole time. It's like, finally the big girl model gets a big girl designer on a season with different kinds of girls, and she's still made to feel like shit because she's too big the whole time. It's like, you can't win.
Also, don't they get measurements? I mean, is that a crazy concept to follow the measurements?
Yeah, they got measurements.
So so Frankie, rather when they turn their attention to Frank, and she's immediately like, I'm so sorry. Like, no, I know it's like, I can do better. I'm like, first of all, let them say something first, you know?
Yeah. She's like, look what I wrote. Don't use the homeless card, please. I'm like, do not use the homeless card, ma'am. But she didn't.
So she's crying. She's like, I could do so much better. It's just that, like, you know, like, I don't like, things are happening. I'm stressed. And I don't know. And then Elaine goes, yeah, thanks for that.
It helps to hear your thoughts.
But this still looks like shit.
It's ugly.
This still lacks craftsmanship.
This is a fuggly toe. Okay, get it out of my face.
And then Nina's like, what material
what
is that?
Fabric.
And Frankie's like, well, actually, it's a cheap. Touches the dress, the lightest touch, and a full-on strap falls off.
And also, she can't name the fabric, which is really weird. And she goes, well, it has some stretch to it.
And Nina just goes, where, okay.
How Nina smiles? She's like,
Nina's like, you can leave my office now. Like, this isn't your office, Nina. No, it's my office now.
Yeah, she's like, comfort equals confidence. You're neither. Get out.
Yes, comfort equals confidence. I am sorry.
This is more comfort in than comfort. Okay, get out.
This is more like lacking quality in than
quality. This is more merry not than comfort.
This is more
please.
Like your skills went on holiday in.
Holiday, you're out.
More like dazed and confused in. More like,
wow.
More like not Ramada, more like oh my god in.
Embassy Sours.
As in, throw it in the courtyard by Marriott.
Extended, I'm not staying.
Motel, we better 86 this design.
Yeah. Motel, please get me an 8-ball if I have to look more.
How about Red Wolf Inn?
Oh God! So then we go to they're all watching in the.
So, yeah,
all the others are designers. All the other designers are watching as the judges really give it to the bottoms and the tops. And the TV goes off, and someone goes, "Oh, they're deliberating. Like they're just figuring out how it all works."
Yeah. So they're talking, and they're like walking up to the models and like poking in everything. And Nina just loves Tessa's design. She's like, It's the right bag. It's the back with the little shell buttons. It's the...
The right bag.
The right amount of anorexia.
Buttons.
The fabric. The pockets.
I fucking love tunic. Nina. Listen, Tim and Heidi, I'm very sorry that you had to go to the blue fly wall. Or Vine.
To your Amazon Prime show that unfortunately no one's going to watch.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not following you there, okay? No. Tim Gunn, I tried you on another show. It was stupid. Heidi, I've never tried you on anything else, but you're stupid. You should have both stuck with this for $10. I don't care if they paid you $10. You've made enough. You should have stayed here to entertain me, because now I don't even care, because now I still have Nina, and she's going to be more Nina than ever. And now I have Brandon. Not sure about Carly yet. Okay.
I'm actually excited for Elaine's potential. I think I really loved how after Frankie did her sob story, Elaine was like, still sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, unfortunately, tears don't make this any better.
Now, they also loved Renee's dress. And, you know, this is Brandon thinks was like, Brandon loved this.
Nina goes, it's very versatile. And Brandon goes, So that was funny. He's like,
yes.
Oh, he's like, I want to lay on this floor, curl up and... Wait, is this... Renee's.
He goes,
I want to lay on this floor, curl up in a ball, and start crying. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. My mother inspired that.
Yeah. And then they go to Layla's eco-friendly one, and Nina's like, I think this is an unfortunate fabric. No pocket on the tunic.
And Brandon goes, yeah, it's like she's trying to blow her nose from outer space. I mean, you can just see. It's not poetic.
Yeah. And so then they get to Kavanaugh's and they're like, Nina goes, I have some serious concerns that Kavanaugh can't even design. I don't know. Is she an intern on the show? Is she, whose daughter is she?
And Brandon's like, basic skirt, basic top, basic, basic, basic. Okay. Best.
Carly's like, the accessories can't even save this. And I'm Carly Kloss.
And then Frankie. And Elaine's like, my girl Frankie. And Brendan's like, here's the thing. At least she had a POV. I'm like that other stupid girl who didn't do shit.
Yeah.
And Nina's like, I don't know. The fabric isn't even what you use for a bodysuit.
There's no bag. There's no
buttons. Where is the pocket in the tunic?
So meanwhile, backstage, Frankie's crying, and everyone's gathered around Frankie, and everyone's God, like, So this is where it's starting to annoy me. Like, I think it's nice.
I'm officially over it now.
Yeah,
okay.
Because you know what? I get the crying. I would cry too, probably.
I wouldn't. I would maybe a couple, but I would cry.
I'm not tough.
Cry alone, okay? That's what Jackie O taught us all. You cry at home.
No, you know what? You know who taught us the most important lesson was Kelly Catrone, who said, if you got to cry, take it outside or something like
cry
that.
Cry outside.
Yeah, but Frankie, like, she's, listen, okay, so she's crying. I'm going to allow her to cry. And then everyone's around her. So I get it that, like, you know, that's, like, really nice that people support her. But there's, like, so many people and so much crying. I don't know. I'm like, I'm giving her this 1 week, but if this happens all the time.
I'm not. I gave her one half an episode, and now I'm done with you, Frankie.
I think that she's the type that draws everyone into her drama. I'm getting that feeling.
She not only cries, she gives a speech. She's like, no matter what happens today, I'm so grateful that each and every one of you has been so kind to me. I'm like, you won nothing. It's like you're giving an Oscar. You're giving like a speech for the Raspberry Awards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kavanaugh is just...
Kavanaugh's
so
like,
angry.
My name fucked me again. I should have come in here as Cavi.
Cavity.
Or Kava. Hmm. Everyone loves Kava.
Right. I had lunch at a place called Kava the other day.
Cavity. You're so, like, my new name is Root Canal. I'm like, wait, that's not healthy.
Excavation. So now it's time for the final judgment. So Tessa is the winner, which we knew was going to happen.
Tessa wins. You know, I didn't know that was going to happen. And this is really a bad precedent to set. Because it means that Nina didn't pull old, you know.
She did pull old ranks. Tessa was Nina's favorite.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I knew. Because she was going to be like,
okay,
this is
I'm
my
happy,
show.
Yeah, I want Nina to win.
Okay, good. Also, did you notice? Here's another thing I didn't like about Tessa. It took me this long to realize Tessa was wearing like a little black turtleneck. It just had some ribbing on it, but it was like a black turtleneck. And it was only in this moment that I noticed that she had like a little pussy bow across her chest. Did you notice that?
No.
If you look, because it's all black, so you don't notice. It's like camouflage. There's like a little bow. It's like almost as if there's like tassels around her boobs that she came and tied together right in the middle, right here.
Weird.
It was so bizarre, and I hated it.
So then, now here's maybe where Nina didn't win, because when it came to picking who lost, right? Uh-huh. Because basically the worst two are Kavanaugh and Frankie, and Nina was disgusted by that swimsuit. She's like, it's not even the right material. And so I thought, okay, if Nina has her way, then Frankie's gone. But everyone else is like, but she cried, and she's going to be the crier, and people really want to see a crier, because that's a classic staple.
Exactly. You know, I think they were in a tough position, because on the one hand, Kavanaugh would have been a great villain. On the other hand, you know, I think the show really wants to be what Frankie is representing, which is both, you know, representation, woman of color, and also someone designing for a different body size, which are both like much needed and great things to have on the show and in fashion in general. So I think ultimately they're like, you know what, like, we want to get rid of Frankie because she gave us basically something in tatters, but Kavanaugh...
Yeah, because you're basically judging them both on mistakes, right? Because Kavanaugh had a tweed jacket that she was going to use, but she sewed it wrong. And then this girl had...
And you know
what,
you can't
blame,
and you know, I won't even be as cynical to be like, well, they kept her for what she represents, because I think that ultimately Kavanaugh had a lack of ambition, and that's important to have that ambition. So I think they did make the right choice ultimately.
You can't just be ambitious in your coat. Okay,
that's our lesson. You can't be ambitious in your bitchiness, okay?
And she's like, well, your photography choices. I don't think choices. I should have gone home. I mean, I know mine wasn't great, but at least it wasn't just thrown together like some people who are used to sleeping in twin beds or back seats. But I'm not going to say any names. It's like, okay. Geez.
You know what I also liked? I don't know if you noticed this, but when she said, Kavanaugh, you're out, for some reason, they played very faintly on the piano La Bamba. It went dun, 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 dun. And I was like, what? And then they did it again. They did it like three times. It went dun, 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 dun. And I was like, they are literally playing La Bamba while Kavanaugh is walking.
La La Bamba.
La 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 Bamba. I was like, wow, I guess maybe this is like to represent the Richie Valens-ish trajectory of her time on Project Runway, maybe. But like,
she left too soon.
I'm like, if they do that every week, I don't know if I'm gonna hate it or love it. Like, the fact that they are trolling the audience with La Bamba in this like sad moment is amazing.
I'm loving it. I'm so glad it's back, and I'm so glad to be covering it again. I haven't covered this for like 10 years.
I know, it's exciting. And I also appreciated
seven years. I have Jack's math. Did you hear my Jack's math?
I also appreciated Kavanaugh leaving. She's like, I just feel numb, but I'm like ready to wash my hair now and sleep on a real pillow.
Which I think is the first time I've ever heard that. Like, I'm getting kicked off in the first episode, but at least I get to wash my hair.
I know. Wait, you work in fashion and you are expecting to wash your hair? No, you're not the model. Have you ever seen Kelly Catrone?
Yeah, no, that's wacky. Okay. Take note, Hester. Okay, everyone. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of, I almost said Project Runway.
It is Project Runway.
Project Crappens.
Both, really. Project Crappens.
Love you. Mean it. Call us. Go get tickets for our live shows over at watchwhatcrappens.com. We're coming to Portland and Phoenix next, right?
Yeah, Portland and Phoenix.
After Cincinnati, which is tomorrow. Guys, we love you. Thanks for everything. Thanks for being with us on TV Party.
Thanks,
if you guys didn't get to see this on TV Party and want a replay that you can play up on your TV, your smartphone, your smart TV, your smart, I don't care, anything that's smart. Just go to patreon.com because the Crappens on Demand, these are all available there. Okay, everybody? Sure. Love. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, I'm actor Russell Tovey.
And I'm gallerist Robert Diamant.
And together we present Talk Art, a podcast dedicated to the world of art.
Including exclusive interviews with leading artists, curators and gallerists from all over the world.
And even occasionally our friends, with the aim of exploring the magic of art and why it connects us all in such fantastic ways.
Listen to Talk Art Podcast now on Acast, Apple Podcasts or your favourite podcast platform.
Talk Art. Art for everyone.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.